And welcome everyone to another
edition of the Hour Bomb, brought to you by Joey's Meat Market, where no one beats our meat.
Oh my god.
Really?
Yes.
Joey's Meat Market.
Wow.
Yeah, they paid for sponsorship. What do you want me to do? I'm obligated. I took money from them to do it.
Just when
you thought we'd hit sunk to a new low.
I thought we hit just about all of them.
Olay.
Not Olay again.
Not Olay again. Is not again. Not again. That hurt. That hurt the next day. I was sore from laughing so hard. Welcome to another edition of the Hour Bomb, brought to you by what?
Joey's Meat Market.
Where nobody beats our meat.
Yes.
All right.
That's right.
I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined as always by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big A, Adrian Masters here.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
And joined again by our special guest. I don't know if he's a special guest anymore. He might be a part-timer on the show. So, but joined by the TWR and Hour Bomb Hall of Famer, Mr. Richard Berghoff. You figured out the theme yet? Do what?
That I want to dance when I hear it.
Yes, the one and only Richard Berghoff is joining us this week on the Hour Bomb.
Yes, I am here.
Yes. So how the hell you guys been?
Tired.
Boo freaking hoop hours. Shut up.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
The only good thing about this last week...
a lot of jizz to mop up?
Hey, I earned a lot of commission. Like, $340 worth.
How do you get commission from mopping up jizz?
Yeah, really?
He gets paid by the splurt.
Oh, God. That's just wrong. I don't even know what to say right now, Adrian.
I don't want to know what to say.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Just when things, I think, can't get any worse on the show, Adrian goes and does it.
It's like, hey, all you do is just let it flow. Just go with the flow.
That's kind of what you do at the other job. You just kind of let it flow. So,
got a feeling it'll get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So,
they can't hear us.
They can't hear us.
There's a problem.
There's a problem.
Yeah. I just thought I would check because it wasn't sounding right. And
all right. Let me see what I can do about this.
This is not good.
No. You guys hear us now?
Anything at all?
Anything at all in the chat room, guys?
Hooks, you there?
Hello?
Can you hear us, Hooks?
I think they might be able to hear him, but they can't hear us.
That is very interesting.
Although
we are definitely recording ourselves, at least.
Okay, now they can hear us.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, good. Good. Anyway, I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, how you getting paid commission by the splooge. That's awesome, Heath.
Yeah, whatever Adrian says.
Yeah, so how's your week been, Adrian?
You know, it's been not bad, I guess. You know, my week was all right. I mean, could have been worse.
Yeah.
Could have had your week.
Oh, God.
And
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, things could always be worse.
Yeah. Let's see. My week was pretty shitty. I went and my car died. It's not holding oil anymore. That's pretty well done. And, my grandma passed away last night. Wonderful, wonderful week.
Yeah, that's...
So, yeah, good job. Richard, how's your week been, buddy?
It's been all right. About the same week as I normally have. Tried a job search with no luck. Get the article ideas out of my head and onto paper, which is never easy to do when you don't know what you want to say.
Oh, of course. Well, that's good. So, all right. I guess we will...
Well, hang on.
What?
There's something else we need to talk about here.
What?
The fact that my fantasy team sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, football-wise, I've been getting destroyed.
Yeah?
Most of the season.
Yeah?
And today was not much of an exception.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you for that ass raping.
Yes. As I'm pulling it up right now, the score as of right now is 163 points me to 98 points you.
Yeah, I think my team's unplaying this week too.
Let me check here.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, you're toast, buddy. And I ain't got anyone else playing either.
Oh, you, that's not surprising.
So that's the final. Oh, yeah, he's still playing right now. Oh, and Darren Sproles has got me 27 points.
Yeah, that's good.
On top of Tavon Austin's 41.
Oh, well, he fumbles like six times in the last like couple minutes of the game, maybe.
That still ain't, you know.
He can only, they can only hear Richard's voice, I think.
Well, son of a bitch.
What kind of technical difficulties can we have?
I'm not sure.
And it's interesting that they were starting to hear us for a little bit.
Yeah.
But yet now they're not.
Okay, hold on here.
Who knows?
All right. What about now, fellas? Can anyone hear us out there? And
Richard, be quiet so they don't.
Doop-a-doop-a-doop.
Mm-hmm. Doop-a-doop. Gotta love technical difficulties. Let me try this. I don't know what I clicked on the first time. Yeah, I'm seeing that no one. Okay. No. Hey, there we go.
They're getting static now.
Okay.
Static.
What about now? Oh, man. I think they should be able to hear us now.
Yeah, we'll see. Because don't forget, there's always that lag.
Ooh, God, what is going on down here tonight, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
We are having some minor issues. All right, they can hear us now.
They can hear us now.
All right, good. All
right. Can you hear us now?
Good.
Good.
Good. Good.
Can you hear everybody now? There should be four different voices that you should hear, Hooks.
Yeah.
Okay. We might be too loud. Were we too loud there for a second, guys? Because we need to know this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Otherwise, I don't give it out any ball cups.
That's why you shouldn't take bathroom breaks like 20 minutes before the show's supposed to start.
I didn't take a bathroom break. I took a smoke break.
Yeah, whatever. Same thing.
Dickhead. Anyway, so for those of you that missed that, you can check it out on the download.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to go over 8 minutes of shit we just went over. So what I can tell you is this week we are sponsored by Joe's Meat Market, where nobody beats his meat. So good stuff here. I think I found the... Yeah, I think I got a faulty cable starting to go now.
Great.
There we go.
So do we need to get you another auxiliary cable?
I think we do.
All right.
I'm starting to have some issues here.
Yeah. Just remind me to get one tomorrow from work.
All right, we'll do. All right. So
we're
going
to have to get batteries anyway.
Yeah. Let's see here. All right. All right, Richard, you still with us, buddy?
I heard everything twice.
What do you about, well, hang on. Do you have the live chat muted or the Skype muted? Did you're going to hear it through both sources if you don't have one of them muted?
Yeah, I've got the live chat muted.
Okay, are you still hearing double talk?
Hmm.
Yeah, I know, Tom. We got a buzz. We got a cable that's going on here.
Yeah,
and I can't.
It's unfortunate.
Are we still double talking to you, Richard? Richard, you still there? Okay.
Just a little bit.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I'm here.
Okay. Well, okay. Tonight's a disaster already.
All right. Excellent.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. So anyway, yeah, your team's getting annihilated.
Yeah. We've covered that at this point.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, so who do we got in the chat room, Adrian?
Let's see here. You ready to hand out these vast amount of ball cups there, Heath?
Yes, I am.
All right, Hooks.
Ball cup.
We got Mr. Richard 269.
Hey, ball cup to you.
And the big A.
I'm not going to ball cup you.
Oh, that's uncalled for.
Man, it's a slow night in the chat room.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Oh, and Tom Long is listening on the...
Mixler.
Yes.
Hey, Tom ball cup to him.
Yes. All right, so for those of you returning, I just want to say, hey, welcome back. Thanks for listening. Want to give some shout-outs to people who I know will listen to us on the download.
Yes.
That would be Mr. Linder Taylor.
Bulk up.
And Kevin Crittenden.
Bulk up.
And James Markov, the Rodfather.
Bulk up.
And El Duce.
El Duque.
Bulk up.
And I think that might be it.
Well, let's give Grumpy a ball cup.
Yeah, let's give Grumpy a ball cup.
Hey, ball cup to you, Grumpy.
And Zeus, may ball listen.
Cup. Yes, you know, since we're not black or foreign.
Oh, God. And who else? Any Australians?
I was going to say.
Fuck Australians.
Fuck Australians? Good.
No,
good.
We already we got the one that we like, LDC. And otherwise, yeah, fuck them.
Good. All right, so for those of you returning, hey, there's your ball cups. Thanks a lot for listening, guys.
Yes.
And for those of you tuning in for the first time, here's how this show works.
Yeah, forget the other guy.
Exactly. Here's how the show works, guys. I have 1 hour. That is 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home to get through a whole list of shit that I actually came up with. I have a list tonight.
Oh, wow.
These two.
Hey, well, three.
You know what I was going to say? You know what, Richard? Congratulations. These three assholes are going to try to get me off topic onto tangents and try to get me from completing my list.
Yep, and somebody better turn off their vibrate.
Eat a dick.
No,
Jesus Christ.
What?
The Cowboys are getting fucking annihilated.
Oh, wow. Like I called earlier. What's the score, Jason?
Like 49-17.
That's about as bad as the Rams destroyed the Colts earlier.
Yeah, I know. I got to see part of that game. Good God.
Oh, they turned the TVs on in your at your work?
I was actually on lunch towards the last quarter.
Oh, okay. All right. I ain't got nothing else. Richard, you got anything else? Richard?
He might be on delay now.
Not really.
Okay. Yeah. Heath, you got anything else?
No, I sure don't.
Yeah.
Wait. You didn't ask me if I had anything else.
I don't want to ask you if you have anything else.
Why not?
Adrian, you got anything else?
Well, I have this grove.
Oh, good God. Start the timer. Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right, another week down, another Monday Night Raw.
Oh, God.
All right, Monday Night Raw for November 4th. Goddamn,
yes. Where does the time go?
Well, we did skip a week.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but still. I mean, good God, we're in the last 2 months of the year.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Monday Night Raw. I got us a 5-point preview there, Adrian. If we're gonna just cover that, or just go.
Christmas, hard to believe that.
Well, who can stop the Wyatts? What's point number one?
Well, I think we're gonna have
CM Punk tried.
Yeah, didn't really
actually succeed. He won.
Yes,
he did win his match, but again, numbers game came into play.
And Daniel Bryan makes a save with the chair,
and then the Wyatts go running after they get the shit kicked out of them.
They did turn tail and run there.
So that'll be...
That was all they really did with build on this tonight, though, at all. And
what the hell?
That I don't get.
I don't either. I know, to me, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense why... If they're wanting to build this to be a bigger match, why only have a few things?
An opening segment, and that was it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Richard, I mean, you got any thoughts on this one here? Because
you there?
It's the WWE. I mean, who knows what they're going to do?
Yeah, one would think they would actually want to put some thought into this and actually, I don't know, build it to a decent amount.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't make sense that this was the only segment on it, and it was the opening segment, and then they didn't come back to it at all. Like, they showed the video package a couple times throughout the night, but I mean...
That's pretty well it. If they're going to build this to be one of the bigger matches of Survivor Series, then they need to go ahead and plug it a little bit better.
Are we hearing the feed from...
Yeah, I think we are. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear yourself.
I think that might be causing what that might be what's causing the feedback we're getting. That's interesting.
It could.
Because that sounds like it's coming from Richard's side there.
That it is. Okay. Wow, tonight has not been a good night.
I've got no sound playing over here. I muted my TV.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a fun night.
I can't figure out where that's coming from.
I don't know.
I don't hear any more now.
No? Okay. Huh. So anyway, Jesus Christ, what else can happen tonight? I swear to God. What else, Adrian?
Well, what must the Authority do to maintain its empire? Well, there was a few different things happening with this throughout the course of the show
here. Oh, God. This is just... I think this is starting to turn into a train wreck.
It is.
I'm losing my my taste that I had for it.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those things. First off, we'll start with Randy Orton. Had a match that was actually pretty good with Big E Langston on Raw.
And I gotta give him credit on the WWE app with their choices this week.
They're pretty good, but I mean, Big E dominated the
vote. Oh, God, yes. He got like 76% of the vote or some shit like that. It was Big E, Dolph Ziggler, or The Miz. Dolph Ziggler finished last in that.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler finished with 12%, barely beat out by The Miz's 13.
Yeah.
And the Big E Langston was 75% of the vote.
Yeah. And so...
I'm glad that they're big on this guy, because I'm actually really high on Big E Langston, too. I have been for a long time now. In NXT, he dominated, and I'm glad to see that they're getting to that with him. I'm hoping that eventually he gets to be in a position where he's going to win some type of gold, hopefully like the Intercontinental or World Heavyweight Championship, but we'll see where it goes, definitely. And this is a match where he looked really strong in, even though he did lose to Orton eventually. But he was like, he would beat the hell out of Orton for a good portion of this match.
Yeah. Let's see here. Just so everyone knows, we disconnected with Richard, and he's tweaking some stuff to see if he can help himself out over there. Okay. So we're gonna call back in a minute.
Okay.
What else do they end up doing with the Authority?
Well, the Big Show was barred from WWE events for life.
Life.
Because that always works.
Right. Naturally, the board of directors overturned this decision by Triple H and let him in the building.
You know, when Vince went batshit crazy, didn't they relieve him of his duties of COO?
Yes.
Yes.
Why aren't they doing that with Triple H?
Because he hasn't technically gone batshit crazy yet.
Oh, he's just making everything personal like Vince did.
Yes, it's the start. I don't think we're there to the end of it yet. God, this is one of those things that I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know at this point. It's... gotten really weird, but the Big Show, at the end of the show, they basically came out, and the Big Show, who was suing for millions and millions of dollars...
Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Goes and settles for a WWE title match, Survivor Series, and his job back.
Yes. Because if I'm suing you for millions of dollars, that's all I'm going to want is a title match at Survivor Series.
Like, he didn't even ask for a clause that let him be, like, ironclad still. He didn't even ask for a clause that was, you can't make me do something outside of wrestle matches. He didn't ask for any of that. He just got his job back.
Yeah, with a title shot at Survivor Series.
Because he wants to try to be the face of the WWE.
That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. But that's gonna segue.
Let's see if we can get Richard back on the line here. Ooh, that's a lot of annoying. Alright. You there, buddy?
Yeah, is that better?
Much better.
This really led into the train wreck that was the final segment. Because...
God, they had timing issues.
Yeah, obviously.
Because as they're doing their thing in the ring, they call out the Shield and then immediately go to commercial break.
Triple H was pissed, obviously. You could tell.
Yeah.
At ringside. Like, he was...
From what I was reading during the commercial break, he got on the headset and was screaming at someone backstage to get him back on the air.
Right.
I don't... God. You would think they'd have this planned out a little bit better.
You would think.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
No. Now, from what I was... From what I was reading when the Shield came out, that was their point in time to cut to a commercial break. They just weren't ready to do it then.
Right.
So, and why this had to go to commercial break? I don't get it. Are you really that hard up where you need help?
Well, because if it's timed right, the sponsors paid for that spot to have that commercial break to be there. You can't not honor that. So they have to do it. I understand them going to it, but...
You don't need to make this thing 25 minutes or however the fuck long it was.
Well, that was the timing issues. That's more on the WWE, not on like the commercial break.
No, I understand how advertising works. I understand that. Why the fuck did they have to make it so goddamn long? That's my thing. This could have been summed up in like 5 minutes. Instead, they want to string everyone along all night long and then waste our fucking time.
And we get a handicap match of 4-on-1 against the Big Show.
Yes.
With the new corporate Kane.
Yeah.
Who segues into the Authority's newest weapon.
Kane.
Apparently he's the chairman of the WWE.
No, he's the operations director.
No, he's the chairman.
Oh, because he got all the chairs out.
Yeah,
oh,
he was throwing chairs in the ring, and that's all he did.
Yeah, and not only that, he's in a suit.
Yeah.
I actually like it. I think it's a good look for it. You know, he pulls it off.
He kind of does.
I actually like the look of Kane, and I think it works out pretty well with where they're trying to go with this.
And then they announced earlier this week that is he the operations director or some shit like that?
He's the director of operations.
Okay, so yeah, operations director. Really, guys? Really? We're going that route with him? All right. Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll get into number four here. Can Goldust and Cody Rhodes eclipse the Shield's reign? Basically, now the Shield are out of the title picture for the tag team titles at the moment. Who will be the team to step up and face them? It kind of looks like the Real Americans are going to be that team.
Yeah. I can't say that.
I don't know. You know, it's about time. Let's give these guys a shot.
Mainly because of Cesaro. I care less about Pothead Swagger.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really high on Jack Swagger. I like Zeb Coulter's work as a manager, Dutch Mantel.
Yeah.
I love the character. I think he does good. And I like Cesaro, so this is kind of a win for me. You know, I don't care about Swagger all that much, but...
It's like when you order... So go somewhere and order a big, fat, juicy steak.
Yeah. He's the steak fries.
And you get... the steak fries or the salad. You don't really... care for it, because that's not what you want. But you're going to enjoy it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Alright, so...
Mr. Richards dropped off of the show for today because of the technical difficulties.
Alright, man. Sorry about that. Hey, and there's our homing, too. I think this cable is definitely going out tonight.
Yep.
So, alright, well, that's been a fun night. Sorry, Rich. Anyway... what next?
Let's see. Number five of the 5-point preview.
Hook says he digs the suit. We all do too. And I can't believe that Dolph got such a low percentage of the vote as well. I don't get it.
Who will Cena face next? Apparently, the answer to that question is
Alberto Del Stinko.
Yeah. Another Del Stinko rematch. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me check on something here. And...
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really an announcement on Raw about that. That happened on SmackDown that they announced that he's going to rematch with Alberto Del Rio.
I don't know, man. I don't...
I mean, I guess it makes sense because they still need to really kind of build up Sandow or somebody else to be a legitimate contender for the title to replace Del Rio. So I get Del Rio gets his rematch, so it makes kind of sense in that regards. I don't care.
Yeah, I can't say that. Yeah, I don't really care.
I don't
It doesn't make sense to bring Cena in to feud with Del Rio.
I'm trying not to talk about it too much because my what stinks is a lot of stuff.
Okay. I can tell you something I've read, which is this. They're trying to make the World Heavyweight title, the World Heavyweight Champion and the WWE Champion, to be equals now.
Okay, well, I get why they make that put Cena in that. That help boost that back up.
But the second you take Cena out of that role, it doesn't mean shit again.
I disagree. If Cena were to drop that title to, say, CM Punk or someone else that mattered, it would still mean something.
Do you really see him dropping it to someone that really mattered? No. That would mean Cena would have to put someone over.
He has put people over.
Name four.
CM Punk.
When did he put him over?
He put him over at Money in the Bank.
Okay.
And SummerSlam that year.
Okay.
Let's see. Technically, he put The Rock over.
The Rock didn't need put over.
But he did it.
Okay, I'll give you two.
All right. John Cena put over Edge as a legitimate champion.
Whatever. Shut up.
Hang on. That's three. And Daniel Bryan.
I was going to say, Daniel Bryan's got to be in that.
Four, right there.
Fuck you.
As much as you don't want to admit it, and as much as we hate Cena, he made Edge a legitimate main eventer. He made CM Punk a legitimate main eventer. He was trying to make Daniel Bryan a legitimate main eventer, and the WWE maybe has screwed that up. I don't know at this point.
Yeah, Lord only knows. You know, I don't.
And he didn't really need to put The Rock over, but he did revitalize The Rock and made it where you believe that The Rock could still go. Yes. After that match at WrestleMania they had, you believed that The Rock was still a legitimate fighter.
No, I didn't.
Well, you were like one of the few people that didn't.
Yeah, I saw how bad he looked in that match.
That match was good.
That match was not good.
The first match was good.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
He looked about as shitty in that match as he did against CM Punk when he won the fucking title. Do you remember that when he had to lay there because he was sucking too much wind?
I'll give you that the CM Punk match was not very good.
And I don't think the Cena match was very good.
The WrestleMania match was better than you're giving it credit for. No. You're just sour grapes.
No, nothing about sour grapes. The Rock ruined a perfect thing, which
sour
is...
Sour grapes. Heath, you with me on this?
I'm staying out of this one. I'm sorry.
You know what? We're going to watch this match.
Okay.
Over the next week. At one point, we're going to go back and watch that match. And one of us is going to be proving right or wrong.
Well, it'll be me. I'll be right.
I don't think you will be.
I think I will be. The Punk Cena Raw from... Yeah, that was probably still really high up on my match of the year list.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's still my match of the year, actually.
Yeah, I think it is, too. But the only way you're going to get me to admit that this...
I understand you don't like The Rock and you don't like John Cena, so you don't want to admit that they could have a good match.
The only way you're going to get me to admit this is the moon has to align just right. A, you have to get me drunk. B, you got to have my wife go down on me, and right when I'm about to say ole, that, and she stops... That's when you're going to have to ask me. If you want her to keep going, you have to say yes. Okay, do it. Do it. That's fine. It's a good match. And then ole.
I don't...
On her chin.
You see that? You're just saying that right now because you're bitter.
Why am I bitter?
Because of Montreal.
What? Oh.
The Montreal screw job.
What in the fuck does that have to do with it? You know what?
You've been bitter about the title picture since 1997. And it's about time you face reality. Bret Hart's never going to get the title back. He's not. I hate to break it to you, Jason.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God. Oh.
That isn't going to put the title back on Bret Hart. I'm just letting you know.
He lost his mic.
I'm back.
Okay.
Cocksucker.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
You have been bitter about the WWE title picture since 1997.
No, I haven't been.
And it's now 2013.
You've been bitter for 16
years. You can shut up too.
Jason, it's time to let it go. Say it with me. Woo-sah.
What?
It's very therapeutic. Come on, say it with me. Woosa.
So when I kick you in the balls as hard as I can here in about 30 seconds, are you going to ooza your way out of that?
Yes.
All right.
We don't need to demonstrate this, though.
Sure we do.
It's going
to
be more like...
Hooks wants to know if Bret Hart can come back and manage Tyson Kidd. Maybe that'll help get Tyson Kidd over.
Oh, God.
You know, like, Total Divas is the only reason he's getting over on Raw.
And here's the thing. You bring Tyson Kidd back, and you have the opportunity to blow him out of the, blow the whole thing out of the water and just, you know, make him someone big. No. They fucking... Michael Cole ruins it.
Oh, yeah. Total Divas is the only reason Tyson Kidd's turned on Twitter. It couldn't be because he's having an outstanding match with Fandango.
No, it's because of Natty.
Yeah.
And Total Divas.
Yes.
Yep.
You know what, Michael Cole? That's what I have to say. Hey, Richard wants me to kick you.
Yeah, well, Richard, you can suck it now.
God, you are so violent to our people.
Yeah, I know.
To our minions.
And JBL as well, yeah.
That's, what?
JBL was on board with that, too. The Tyson Kidd and Total Divas thing.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that, Heath, you got our Total Divas report for tonight?
Yes.
No.
God damn it.
Why do we...
I am not the you correspondent are,
yes,
for Total Divas.
We pulled straws. Now, granted, you weren't here. Me and Ader knew which one were the long ones. And you got stuck with the short straw.
Yes.
You are our Total Divas correspondent.
You're supposed to be watching this.
No. That was worked into your contract. That's why you get the bonus.
Let's see. When does it come on?
At 9 o'clock.
On
tonight,
what day?
Today? Tonight? It was
yeah.
just on?
Yeah, you know what we were watching?
What?
Talking Dead.
Okay, you know
don't
what?
Blame that on us.
Actually, here's what we can do, though.
What?
We can give us a recap the following week about last week's show. So you need to watch this at some point during this week.
Or...
You can find it online. Or...
I'm not wasting
the balls.
I'm not wasting my bandwidth on that.
Or, Heath, that's not an excuse, because I have a unused TV Sunday nights at 9 o'clock in my house that you can go watch it on. I usually have two.
Hey, Hooks wants to say that everyone hates Eva. That's the recap. The end.
Yes, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
The chat is the live
someone,
chat is a better
yes.
recap.
Someone is on the ball better than you, Heath.
That's all, quite all right. Let them be the correspondent from here on out for the Hour Bomb.
God.
That's why you're never getting in the Hall of Fame.
No. Jason Heath,
not the Hall of Shame.
Yes, Hall of Shame.
There was a mopping Hall of Fame. Maybe you might be in that.
Oh!
You have the right to remain... Burned!
Wow.
Yes, I love the new sound effect.
We're going to give credit to Mr. Richard 269 for getting that one.
the Hall of Jizz.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. God, now I wish I would have saved it.
And, you know what? That puts a whole new meaning to the word deck the halls, huh?
Oh.
Deck the halls with lots of sperm. Squirt, 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 squirt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I don't
what
even...
What happened?
Wow. This would be a prime example of me losing control of the show.
Yes.
I'm pretty... Yep. Let me check. Yep, I've lost.
Let's get
all right, fair enough.
We are... Hey, like we said on the last show, we are the TWR Network's version of Skinamax.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
That's why we're in the time slot we're in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, late night.
Yeah.
I still think it's funny that Mixler licks our show as eclectic.
Oh, did I really? Did I not change that again?
Oh, no, it's talk now.
Yeah, I switched it to talk.
I like eclectic, though. It made sense. It was...
Eclectic talk.
Eclectic.
Yeah, there we go.
I think we're going to move on, fellas.
All right.
Did we miss anything else on Raw that we need to talk about?
El Trito.
We're going to say...
Yeah. Ole!
Apparently he was horny.
The bull was horny.
we're going to... probably talk about that during What Stinks. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, there was so much worse stuff on Raw this week than that. Like, that was one of the better things on Raw.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
What else we got? What was worse than El Torito? El Torito.
How about...
The mini Wade Barrett. It's Wade Barrett, just he had some surgery done.
How about Tyson Kidd getting put to shame by Total Divas, by Michael Cole and JBL?
You know, we haven't moved on to the segment yet. You know that, right?
Well, I'm just saying, you asked me the question.
I tell you what, we need to have it now then.
Then put it on right now.
Yes.
Hold on. God damn it. You guys going doing shit out of fucking order when I don't tell you this. So I don't give you guys...
Let me give you the recap for what things here.
Whee!
All right.
Yes.
All right, Adrian. Go for it.
Here's Heath for not having one, first off. That's it, right? There's my first one.
Oh.
He didn't watch Raw last week because he wasn't here.
Where were you? At least I read over it.
Where were you at, Heath? Where were you at?
Yeah, where were you at last week, by the way?
I was at Ameristar.
Okay.
All right. So, wait, go ahead, Adrian.
All right. So how much did the prostitute cost?
What was his name? Hold on. You know what?
Dude. Really?
Heath had some
guy. Was it Fandango?
Heath saw some dude at work the other night, and he was walking up to him, and he goes,
"Hey, baby."
And Dan Phelps said yes.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Okay. That's why they call it the double burn.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, my God. All right, Adrian. Come on. What's your what stinks, buddy?
All right. Can I just really say Monday Night Raw as a whole? Because, all right.
We had one
first off,
couple
you
good
have
matches.
Your, the two best workers that you have in the company right now, Daniel Bryan and CM Punk, are in the opening segment, and that's pretty much it for them the entire fucking night.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt doesn't do anything on Raw at all.
I think he might be hurt or something. He hasn't done anything lately. Chat, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he's hurt.
That could be true. I haven't heard that for certain. So we get Michael Cole calling Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman cries and it hangs up on him.
Yes.
You know what? I feel bad for Paul Heyman because of that son of a bitch CM Punk. He's in all kinds of pain.
Worst nil trio. How about this one for you, Jason? Ryback versus Great Khali. That was a match on Raw.
Which, yeah, I mean, come on. Can you get any worse than that?
Oh.
Come on. Can you get any worse than that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you know what?
Still.
You had fucking Primo and Epico on Monday Night Raw. With?
There were some good things.
El Dorito. And he was sitting. He was humping what's her name's leg.
Yeah, he was. That was.
He was humping. Yeah, he's like mini me. He was humping her leg.
Even
and they said he's horny. Really, guys? That's the best you can do is drop down to junior high comedy? That was horrible.
Eva Marie won a match on Raw.
Okay, that was pretty bad.
Did
she get the pinfall?
Yes, she did. She got the pinfall.
On Tamina.
Yes.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka is rolling over in his grave right now.
Yes, he is.
And actually, I don't think...
And he's not even dead.
Exactly.
What?
Dolph
Ziggler beat Curtis Axel?
That was an alright match. It didn't last very long.
Thank God. Kind of like Jason Heath in bed.
The Usos beat up on three-man band. Another great match of the night, another good match that was on there, though, was the Real Americans and Damian Sandow versus... Cody Goldust and John Cena. That was actually a pretty good match.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that. So we had a lot. Heath, do you
have
a
lot of crappy things.
Do you have anything in particular? Since Adrian pretty much covered all the Monday Night Raw for his what stinks?
Yeah.
Mine was the whole El Dorito thing.
Mine was kind of a toss-up between the whole El Dorito and, you know, the fact that, you know, they brought Tyson Kidd in and, yeah, Divas overpowered it.
All right. What do we got in the live chat?
Do we have what stinks? Curtis botched the zigzag finisher while Dolph was in mid-jump. Yeah, that was bad, though.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Hook says Eva Marie was even in a match. That was his, which I can't argue with.
Okay. And then TNA doing the EC3 against the same nobodies. What the hell is that?
Yeah, you know TNA is owned by the Carter family.
Yeah.
EC3 is Eric Carter III.
Oh.
So he's like their family member that they're putting over because he's like... Dixie's like nephew.
Oh, okay.
He's basically Bischoff's Johnny Nitro.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Okay.
All right. We got anything else on this? Oh, Derek Bateman? Okay. All right. Now that we covered that, let's go back to the way I
All right, so now we can go back to this. I'm sorry, I had to get the total shit off my fucking chest.
Obviously, you sound like you're a little bit better, too. You don't sound as crabby.
I mean, I'm not saying that everything on Raw was horrible. There were some good things I liked about the show. I actually thought the Punk versus the Wyatt Family match was a good match. I just don't understand why that was the first thing you did.
I don't know. Hey, you want to hear one of my new sound effects while I'm getting this booted up?
Sure.
You guys ready for this? All right, guys. Okay. Ready?
God damn it, Matt. I swear to God, if you don't fuck her, I'll kill myself. Matt, please, please, Matt. Fuck her for me. For me.
What the fuck do we have that for?
Why not?
Okay.
Why not? Okay. I was trying to find the one sound clip at the end of the movie where he's, you know, was it a good decision for you to skip film school, go straight to directing?
Fuck
Shut
you,
the fuck question. Up. Next question. I couldn't find it, so that was the next closest thing okay. I got to it. It's from the good movie, The Girl Next Door.
Yes, it is.
I love that movie, and God, she's so fucking...
All right, hang on. Here's a... Oh, it's not what sinks. I'm sorry, never mind.
Okay.
Mr. Rich is going to have an article this week. I mean, hold on to your hats, folks.
Holy shit.
Wow.
We have an article?
Yeah, he's going to be doing a... Looks like a two-piece thing, TNA and WWE on it.
Awesome.
The State of Wrestling.
Yeah, okay. Make sure to skip week one. No offense. But it's on TNA. All right, guys. We're going to move on.
You can really write one word and just put poop, and you're good.
Yeah, I think so. All right, fellas.
What the fuck? Are we in the NFL now?
No, but we needed a theme for our bet update.
Okay.
So why not?
Okay.
It's our bet update.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. I want to go play Madden now.
This is the NFL on Fox.
I know, but I still want to play Madden. The NFL makes me mad.
No, you're not going to hear Pat Summerall's voice. All right.
And John Cena with a drop kick. All right, I'm dead. I'm
Wow. God, Adrian. Too bad I can't do the John Madden anymore. And here you go. Boom. And then boom. And then,
you know, if you wanted to have a booth that would accomplish nothing, you'd have Jim Ross and John Madden do a booth.
Oh, God.
Between the barbecue sauce and John Madden's ribs, I mean, dear God, it would be the best food in the booth you could ever have.
Oh, God. You're right over there.
Yeah.
Did you almost splooge water all over the table?
It almost spewed.
All right.
All right.
Anyway, so
bet update.
Yes. This so far, a couple weeks into this thing, we're a lot closer than I thought we would be.
Yeah, apparently.
It's a nick and nick race.
It really is. We're 2 full weeks into this thing.
And there's only 7 points between
first and third.
First and third, yes.
So how we're looking as of right now? Team Adrian, 26 points. Team Awesome, 29 points. And Team Heath, 33 points. We got a link. Click that link.
Yep.
So... Oh, God. We'll watch that later.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Adrian made his move. Do you want to make a move?
I have not made a move this month.
No.
When did Remember, we're in we November did that, now.
We're in November now. We haven't made a move since October.
Yeah. That is very true.
That's right. Because you made you dropped Santino as soon as we went off the air after drafting.
All right, so who do I have that is not really doing good for me?
Damian Sandow.
Damn. I would have
figured. That's what I have to say about that.
He's done nothing but lose pretty much.
Yeah, he's got -9 for you, Heath.
Damn. Who's the next one?
What'd you expect? Fandango at -3?
Oh. Ah, shit. God, who do I even pick up now at this point?
I don't know.
Who do you pick up?
I'm sitting still right now. It's too early for me to make a decision on my guys.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too. And I don't want to get rid of Wyatt yet, but if he is hurt... Is he actually legitimately hurt? Is that the thing?
I think he is.
Then do I get the injury drop?
I will get back to you tomorrow before Raw starts.
Fair enough.
All right, because I have to look into a few things.
I'll hold off for now because I'm going to have to see who we have available still out there.
All right. So we're going to move on then.
All right.
Would have been what stinks now, but since someone had to go ahead and...
We jumped the gun on that already. Yeah, yep. It's all the way. It.
Yeah. Can you dig it, sucker? Now it's time for your favorite segment. No, yeah, he's got a point.
And what's that point?
With Total Divas coming back, you could probably pick up any of them.
Yeah. That's true, because they're probably going to have a lot of divas.
Yeah. All right. Heath, do you have a Can You Dig It or Not?
Go ahead with yours, because I do have an idea for me.
He ain't got nothing. Go ahead, Adrian.
No, trust me.
All right, Can You Dig It?
Okay.
Big E Langston will have a championship before the end of the year.
I'll dig that.
I could dig that.
I don't see why not. I mean, they had him going after the Intercontinental title and going after the U.S. title. Got to win eventually. Yeah. I see this. I see where him, he could beat Ambrose, become the United States champion, and Ambrose blame it on, like, Reigns or something because they had a miscommunication out there, and that breaks up the Shield. Or that at least has Reigns go off on his own.
Maybe.
That's what I see. Yep. What do you think, Keith? Can you dig that?
Oh, yeah. I would love to see Big E win some gold. I think it's about time, too. People are definitely getting behind him, as evident, you know, by the WWE app.
You see, he's the big guy that I love. He's a big... He reminds me of a more, like, jacked-up Taz.
Yeah.
Okay,
hey,
yeah.
Did you know I finally figured out what that E stands for?
It's cup size?
Yes! That's exactly what it stands for. It's cup size.
I saw the article.
God damn you. Fucking hate you sometimes.
But yes, I will dig my own on this one as well.
Okay.
I think he's ready to at least take the step towards being a solid mid-card guy, if not an upper mid-card guy.
All right. Heath, you got one yet?
Okay. So, we've seen the Wyatts work as far as on Kane.
Okay.
The first one. And...
You know what?
Now we're seeing... Punk and Brian actually fight back even more than what Kane did. But, of course, Kane actually turned over towards being with the corporation.
Which, explain to me how the fuck... You know what? There's another what stings for you from Raw. Explain to me how the Kane goes from being kidnapped by the fucking Wyatt family to being the fucking director of operations in WWE.
See, that's kind of what...
Because it's easier to go with them than it is against them, and he's not dumb.
But what does that have to do with being... He was kidnapped by the Wyatt family.
The Wyatts are small potatoes to him? Why do you want to deal with them when you have to worry about fucking Triple H and Stephanie making your life a living in utter hell?
But they were ignoring him.
Here's my can you dig it on regards to that. The Wyatts are actually leading the people to the corporation. Storyline-wise.
Okay, I can see what he's saying.
What
he's saying is follow the buzzards are leading it to...
Exactly.
Working.
Can you
for
dig
the authority.
It? Can you dig it?
You know, you could throw another wrench in this plan too. You know how the Shield have been their bodyguards?
Yeah.
For a better term? They've just been using them this entire time. They're going to dump them too.
That could be it.
Hey,
any thoughts from the chat room on that? Because, I mean, I'd like to hear, you know, from other people that happen to know.
Well,
but can you guys dig it?
That's too smart for the WWE, so I can't dig it.
Yeah, no. That would make too much sense, and that would be too good of a story. Nope.
I just can't get behind this one. I just don't think that it's the way they're trying to go. I could be wrong about this. I mean, I hope you're... I really would hope you're right, but I mean...
Yeah.
It just seems like that's just...
Well, Hook says Bray Wyatt keeps saying the devil made me do it. He's wanting to know if we think that would be Triple H.
That's
not who I really think of.
When I think of that, I think of either Vince McMahon.
Yes.
Or Paul Heyman.
Yes.
Which, and as we were stated, as Adrian had stated before, you know, on a previous show, you know, Paul Heyman, of course, you know, after the pay-per-view, you know, he was saying, you know, he was the devil.
I don't even think that's swaying, because I'm thinking that they're going to keep Paul Heyman just off TV for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could either be him or it could be Vince. And if it's a Vince thing, we're not going to see Vince for a while.
Yeah. But we'll definitely see.
Hey, do you know our chat room didn't fall back last week?
No, it didn't.
Huh.
Because they don't do daylight savings time in
wherever the fuck we get this from.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Awesome. Anyway. Let's see.
Now, can I dig my own on that? Oh. I'm on the edge on that. Because, I mean, I'm like Adrian.
Well, shit or get off the pot.
Hook says the Shield will split up by the end of the year.
Well, no, that was his. Can you dig it?
Yeah, I know.
We're waiting for yours.
Oh, should I give one?
Yeah, no, not yet.
Oh, can you dig it, guys? When El Dorito finally gets written off TV, it's going to be he's going to gore someone, and it's going to go horribly wrong, and then he's just going to disappear, and we're never going to see him again. And that's going to happen tomorrow. I really hope it happens tomorrow. I can't stand him.
I can't dig it, man. He is too awesome.
Oh, my God.
Ole!
Ole!
Oh, that's real. He's a little horny.
You know, and it's stupid shit like that. Like, we were playing WWE 2K14. Good game, yes. By the way, Heath.
Okay.
And Xavier, my oldest son. I want to be the bull. No! You don't want to be the bull.
You see, I'm with Hooks on this one. He is what keeps those matadors interesting.
You know what kept Primo and Epco interesting before? Rosa Mendez out there shaking her ass. I would much rather see Rosa Mendez out there shaking her ass than a fucking mask. Midget
bull.
You can
get anybody out there to shake their ass, and that's all you care about.
Not entirely true.
For the most part, it is.
No. There's a few people. Now, you get Bertha Faye out there shaking her ass, Heath would be like,
hey, baby.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's so great.
It's so wrong.
It's great.
No.
We're going to start incorporating more sound effects every week.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Right. I'm not going to dig your stupid thing.
Hey, no, you know why Jason Heath doesn't find Bertha Faye attractive? Because CM Punk has an answer for this.
Oh.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
That's why.
That's been medically proven, too.
Yes. All right, Hooks, can you dig it? The Shield will break up by the end of the year.
We only got 2 months.
Yeah, we kind of already kind of said this, I guess. So yeah.
I think so.
Mr. Richards is Cena and Sandow could be a good feud if they do it right. Can you dig it?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, don't say what I'm going to say exactly when I'm going to say it.
Why not? I said it first.
I said it first.
I started saying it first.
I'm looking at the levels here, and I said it first.
Oh, well, I think you're lying.
I think you're full of shit.
Well, perfect. Oh, yeah, look at me, big man. I can take my microphone out and hit somebody in the head with it because I'm hardcore. Piece of shit.
Ow.
Anyway.
You feel like a big man now?
I feel a lot better.
Are you doing what's best for business over there, Triple
A? Yes, I am. It's what's best for business.
You know what? There was someone else that did what's best for business.
This is what happens when you mess Jason, with bully, when you're a bully.
There's someone else that did what's best for business.
Huh.
And that man was Vince McMahon back in 1997. And you need to understand that to just let it go.
I really dislike you sometimes. Anyway, are we done with this one? Can we move on?
I don't know. Are we done with this segment?
49 to 17. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Let's see.
Stone Cold comes. Hooks, can you dig this? Stone Cold comes back and stuns every authority figure.
I would love to see that.
Love to see it.
Especially Stephanie.
Did you see, who was it? Someone in the chat, or no, on the group page asked if we could get a GIF of Stephanie running when Big Show showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Of her tits bouncing. Jesus Christ, that was a nice GIF, actually.
It was.
That was. She's got some big old mama
tits. Did Glitterfist provide that GIF?
She did.
All right.
God bless you, Glitterfist. Hey, hopefully we'll be able. Oh, you know what? I think we're going to have a change over to a new system next week.
Oh, yeah, actually, cool. We are. I paid Dan the money to get that started.
Good. Yeah, we're going to something else. I don't know what the hell it's called. But it's got an Android app.
That's really? Awesome.
Yes. So I can start listening again.
Excellent.
When I'm not by my computer.
Yeah.
I think it's like Spreaker or something like that. I think it's what it's called.
Yeah, it's Spreaker, I think.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So what's next?
Do you really want to know what's next, Heath?
Theme song game, yay!
It is not time for Jeopardy, but it is time for America's favorite game show. Jam the Jizmopper.
Yes.
That didn't win, but that I didn't even put the poll up. I forgot to put the poll up. But yes, it is not time for Jam the Jizmopper. Here's how this show works. We play three theme songs. If Heath can successfully guess two out of three, he will win himself a shit-free show.
All right. Now this week, we're doing it a little differently.
We are doing it a little bit differently. Because here's the thing. We had the Rodfather send in a playlist after me and Adrian had already come up with one.
Okay.
And we couldn't decide which list we wanted to use. So you are going to decide which list we're going to use.
Actually, you're going to decide the individual songs.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to pick a number 1 through 6.
All right.
Yes.
And that's the one we're going to play. And...
Okay.
It kind of sucks for you.
Right.
Because usually we have a gimme, a kind of hard one, and then a really hard one.
Right.
So you got double the options here. So you could get lucky and get two easy ones or
not. I know.
Oh, hey, there it is. Heath, have you seen this?
Good.
There you go.
God.
Oh, yeah, she's got some big old mama titties. Just a bum boing, a boing, a boing.
Jeez Louise.
Love to see her run after me with those. Olay!
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
So you ready, Heath?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Pick your first number.
I am going to go with number 6.
All right. Number 6. And there's your 30 seconds. So, Heath, your time starts now.
Damn, that sounded so familiar, too. Shit.
We may have the chat room stumped, too.
Well, also, don't forget they're on delay.
Oh, usually by now they've got it.
Usually, yeah.
Can he guess it?
No,
he can't. Boom, boom.
Fail.
Need a guess. And like Steve Harvey says on Family Feud, 3 seconds.
Owen Hart.
Oh,
what
my
the
God.
God. Judges?
Yeah!
How in the hell?
That was the first person that popped into my head whenever I was hearing the theme song.
Wow. I'm impressed. There's one right. Pick your
yes,
next number.
That was Owen Hart's very first theme when he was not the Blue Blazer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I knew it sounded familiar. It's like, that's the only one I could think of.
Pick your next poison.
Pick your next one.
All right, so 1 through 5 now at this
Richard
point.
Says 4. That's what he's saying. He doesn't know what these are either.
Yeah, he has no idea what these are either.
What the hell? Yeah, let's go with number 4.
You know, if he picks that one that we're worried about.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Do I have to let it go through before I make my guess?
Oh, God. I'm scared.
Let's hear your guess.
Hold on.
I don't know for sure, but my guess for that one is Adam Bomb.
Ah, God, no!
Yes!
Wow, you got it both right.
Son of a bitch!
That means, guess what? Next week is a shit-free show.
Oh, my God. All right, we got to leave for the rest of this show. Son of a bitch.
Mr. Richards impressed. He did. All right, pick your one more just so you can...
Oh, okay, yeah. So yeah, let me turn the monitor back around. Just for shits and grins.
No, he gets to pick. He gets to pick one more to get. Okay. He gets to the other three next week.
I feel a little sick. I don't think we have a show next week.
No, you do realize that.
No, it says fine print. Next week's show.
Nope. What the hell? Gold number three.
The fuck?
You know what? I'm going to go with this one. I'm changing it up. Okay. Because me and Adrian had a discussion on this one, and okay. I wasn't sure if you'd be able to guess this one or not.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't treat me like a woman. Don't treat me like a man. Don't treat me like an old man. Treat me for just who I am. Don't treat me like a man. Don't treat me like an old man.
Chat's got it.
Well, first of all, is it a female wrestler?
Yes.
Okay.
That's your question.
I was going to say that is my question.
You can ask one yes or no question.
That was your 30 seconds. How the fuck did he know that was Adam Bomb?
It actually wasn't terribly hard. There's not too many wrestlers that dropped the bomb.
Exactly.
I knew I should have went with the other one.
Yeah.
No, the other version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have gotten that one.
Yeah, Luna. It's not Luna. I know it's not Luna. No. Yeah, I can't think of it.
The answer you're looking for is China.
Yeah.
China.
Okay.
You asked if it was a woman, and I was like, well, it's debatable. Have you seen the size of her clit?
Yeah.
That's bigger than your penis.
Oh! What isn't these days?
You have the right to remain...
And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say no. That's only our deal that we have with them. So, Mr. Richard, yes. You are free to make fun of Heath all you want.
Yes, absolutely. But God, I hope this thing works next week. Someone's got to do it. And I can feed him lines through Skype and oh, man, it's going to be fun.
Hey.
Oh, God, I think we're going to move on. I can't believe you fucking got that. All right, guys. You want to do your topic or you want to go into some news?
How much time we got left?
Yeah, I don't even know how much time we got left.
I am looking at our timer, and we got less than 10 minutes.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's skip your topic for next week. We'll table it.
No, we can talk about this for a little. We can pick one thing each week. Just one thing.
Okay. So we had Adrian said it's the holiday season. It's starting to gear up.
Okay.
And Thanksgiving is, believe it or not, right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
So, Adrian, take it away with your topic here.
Well, I saw Kevin Crittenden wanted us to talk about what we love about wrestling fans. And I thought it would be more appropriate, with it being the Thanksgiving season, to talk about what makes us thankful to be wrestling fans. So, Heath, your one thing this week, what makes you thankful to be a wrestling fan?
I'm thankful that we belong, I guess you could say, in somewhat of a community of fans as a whole. I mean, we have something that we look forward to each week, whether it be good or bad, to just, you know, really get together and have fun with.
Okay.
All right.
Jason, what makes you thankful to be a wrestling fan?
This show, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, what we talked about our month or so ago when we were, what made us wrestling fans and everything like that, and you were like, you know what? Or, okay, you know what? You know, I'm totally going to rip this off. Stephanie McMahon's boobs, that's what I'm thankful for. Next.
Fair enough. I thought we were going to have a heartfelt moment there. I was getting ready to cry a little bit.
No.
All right, fine. I will... You know what was that topic? Just what made us fans of wrestling? And you said, you know what, the show. Because I, just like you, before we started the show, was at a point where I was about ready to give up on wrestling.
Yeah.
And Nikki Bella's boobs, I'm thankful for those too. And, you know, since we started doing this, it gives me a new take on wrestling. And it gives me the opportunity to vent my frustrations to everyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And goddamn the boobs of the divas. I am thankful for those.
Yes.
You know what? My thing is...
Oh, and I'm thankful to Dan for helping us get this thing going.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'm going to be a little different here. I'm thankful for occasionally still being able to be surprised by something that happens.
Yeah.
The perfect example that I really liked the Raw from 2 weeks ago, where you had the gear shift change, where it was the Wyatt family like sneak attacking CM Punk and sneak attacking Daniel Bryan, and then you're like, what the hell is going on here? What's that was like, I didn't see it coming.
Okay.
And I like to be surprised occasionally, so it was nice.
All right.
Okay.
That was fun. Time to move on.
What do we got in the news this week, Jason?
I got the ABC World News theme for this now.
Nice.
All right. In this week's edition of Wrestling News, we've got breaking news. Big E Langston does officially say that the E in his name does stand for his cup size. That's official now.
Okay.
Anyway, so you ready for this one, guys?
Yes.
Sure.
Headline on this reads, snapping into Slim Jim fails to provide excitement Savage promised. Chris Carruthers, a longtime fan of professional wrestling and salty processed snacks, was disappointed today when snapping into a Slim Jim failed to elicit the kind of excitement Randy Savage led him to expect.
Ooh,
it's
yeah.
Okay, I guess, Carruthers reported, after his first bite of the cylindrical stick of nondescript meat and nitrates. For years, Carruthers believed that snapping into a Slim Jim would be dynamic and an explosive experience, as indicated by television commercials featuring late professional wrestler Randy Macho Man Savage. Carruthers had held off for nearly two decades to try one, waiting until the perfect moment when he needed a little excitement, which Savage had insisted was the most opportune moment to snap into it. Instead of experiencing a mind-blowing blast of intense flavor and excitement, however, Carruthers experienced only the vague sensation that was his arteries had clogged slightly. It reminded him of the time he had tried Chef Boyardee ravioli at the recommendation of Mick Foley, but disagreed with Foley's glowing review that it was the perfect ravioli for all of mankind.
You know what? I got to talk about this new WWE signing. If it's true, man. It's
new signing?
Huge. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. WWE has signed the mayor of Toronto as a new monster heel.
Okay.
Yes. World Wrestling Entertainment, in keeping with its long tradition of hiring gargantuan monster bad guys, or heels, has signed Toronto Mayor Rob Ford into a 5-year deal. The company is capitalized on Ford's international notoriety after the mayor, a 520-pound, 7-foot colossus, fueled by deception and gluttony, admitted this week to also smoking crack cocaine after months of flippant denial.
Oh, wow. He's going to fit right in then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure Jack Swagger can carpool. WWE Chairman Vince McMahon said in a press conference that Ford is exactly the kind of disgusting, delicious, depraved monster that WWE needs right now.
Yes.
Ford is expected to make his WWE on an upcoming episode of Monday Night Raw. Going with his moniker, Mayor Mayhem, he will feud with CM Punk, who professes a drug-free, straight-edge lifestyle, perfect fodder for the entertaining grudge.
Wow.
Oh, no, there's more.
Ford is reminiscent of previous monster heels in professional wrestling, such as King Kong Bundy, the One Man Gang, and most similarity, Bastion Booger. Ford will need to come up with a savvy catchphrase for his persona, since his usual mantra, feed me more, is already taken by Ryback.
Oh, my next question is answered.
It's expected that the WWE will be going with a Randy Orton-style wellness policy testing in order to allow for Ford's debut.
Wow.
They made sure they include everything on that.
Yeah, they did. Hey, did you know that TNA was put up for sale on eBay?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, that's on here, too. And it's on Kayfabe News, so it's got to be real.
Yes, yeah. Kayfabe News is where we quote our news source.
Yes. Forget PW Insider and Lords of Pain. This, bona fide news.
Kayfabe right News might actually be more reliable than PW Insider.
So how much did it go up on eBay for?
Okay. According to my sources.
All right.
It looks like it is. The auction ends. Let's see. According to the description, TNA Wrestling is a bit of a fixer-upper, but great turnkey operation ready for first-time promoting with some big ideas and some elbow grease. The auction will, you will receive full rights to TNA trademarks and branding, two rings, four-sided and six-sided, a full roster of wrestlers, some of whom have not yet fully tarnished their reputations, Garrett Bischoff, which is optional, buyer reserves the right to decline, and an undisclosed amount of debt. It is widely believed that the company was listed on eBay after President Dixie Carter was unable to find a potential buyer through conventional means or begging. There have been four bidders on the auction so far whose names are EB underscore NWO for life, Snake underscore DDT, Vinnie Max 69, and Nate. The highest bid is currently at $112.75, which may... Hold on! Okay. Which many wrestling experts believe is a fair valuation of the company.
Wow.
$112 and how many cents again?
75.
75. Wow.
Yep. You know what?
How about I throw in a quarter and we'll just make it, you know.
There's one thing I actually like that TNA did this week, though.
What?
So there is legitimate news here. Bully Ray went to the House of Hardcore, which is Tommy Dreamer's promotion.
Okay.
After the main event that Tommy Dreamer had with Terry Funk. Who apparently is still... I don't know how the fuck that man is still walking.
I don't know.
But after the main event, Bully Ray jumped Tommy Dreamer at the event, beat him down, and then challenged him to a match at the TNA event in December for the Hardcore Justice or something.
Cool, that'll take place in front of like 15 fans.
Well, but
that's going to be a new record.
Tommy Dreamer will draw at least 30 more.
Okay, so there'll be 45 guys, which is still higher than anything they've had this year.
That's
and
not
the bad part is, like, out of 45 fans, 40 of them, free tickets.
I can't even refute that.
I gotta go back here. I'm sorry. Mr. Richard says what he's thankful for is the fact that he's made a few new friends through his network and can talk wrestling with new people.
Yeah.
So... do we get anything in the mail sack?
We I've actually got that one thing. Kind of do.
Okay.
We like, haven't covered this since, the Rodfather once said this stems from the whole rumors of TNA was for sale.
Okay.
If we could buy TNA, what would we do with it?
Well, that would imply we'd want to buy it.
I would be on board with buying it.
If you had creative control in TNA, what would be your ideas and which fan would you like to ban for life?
Yeah.
Why would I want to ban a fan?
Well, then we could ban Jake Mullins.
Oh, yeah, we could ban Jake Mullins for life.
So that's our answer for the fan we would want to ban for life.
And yes. Hey, we could work it into a storyline.
Yeah, we could. We don't like Australia, so Jake Mullins banned.
Yes. El Duque is cool.
Yes, he can still come.
Yes. Anyway, man, creative control in TNA...
What would we do if we had like total control TNA?
Ugh, God, I didn't know this one was in there. Or else, I would have thought about it a little bit more. I have no clue what I would do. Go for it, Adrian.
Well,
you're my booker.
I would probably start with saying cutting ties with Hulk Hogan makes sense.
Absolutely, him and Bischoff. Bye bye.
I'd probably say that Sting is probably, depending on how it works with his contract, I don't know the exact, the monetary sides of the contracts, really.
Okay.
But I might say Sting as well. I would probably try to get us off of Spike TV.
I would want to put Sting in a bigger role backstage.
Yeah, absolutely.
He needs to be like head trainer or something.
Yeah, that would be a good spot for him. I would change Sting to being like the head of my, like training.
Developmental.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right. Get off of Spike TV. But where would they go?
Well,
they're too real for True TV, so they couldn't go to True TV.
That's funny.
Where would they go, Adrian?
If I was going to try to get on a network.
Okay.
Cable's probably your only option.
Right. G4, I think, would work well in there, but I think they might be the same company. FX. Why FX?
It just seems like that would be the best place to kind of fit it in. Just with the type of shows that they seem to do. It just seems like that would be an okay fit for it.
Alright.
I would probably center the company on people like, we'll say, I would probably, I really like Bully Ray as a main event heel.
Yeah.
I would probably continue to use
AJ Styles.
AJ Styles will be one of my upper card faces.
Austin Aries.
I would try to see what I could get out of Magnus.
Yeah.
And see if I could develop him into being the main star.
Bad Influence would be a little bit better.
I think Bad Influence.
And we would stop putting James Storm with just any, some random guy and make him a... Well, the thing with that is, you could put James Storm with one of us and we'd make an excellent tag team.
Yeah, I mean, apparently, because James Storm and anybody is a tag team.
A good one!
Yeah.
And I would fire Jesse from Big Brother.
Yeah, that guy'd be gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? There's I'd fire this Derek Bateman or Eric Carter the Third or whatever.
We've got... Oop, what the hell?
Oh, your cord is... yeah. That's the second time that's happened tonight. Yeah, for some reason, his mic cord...
Yeah,
does
there we
not
go. Back.
We're working again?
We're working again. I'm back. Anyway, we've got... This is going to take too damn long if we sit here and do this all night. Yes, Richard, you can be the general manager.
Yes, I would make Mr. Richard 269 my director of operations. I would make Leonard Taylor my general manager.
Jason Heath would be the bathroom attendant.
Yes, he'd be the mopper.
Hey.
Do you think
something better than that?
Let's see. I would have to, yeah, I think he'd be good director of operations, and Leonard would be good as a general manager.
I would put myself on commentary, and I would do things like old school Vince McMahon.
Okay. All right.
I'd hire Jim Ross to be my play-by-play man.
Okay.
I'd give him whatever the fuck he wanted.
Yeah, how many zeros is it going to take, Jim?
Because, honestly, there's not a better play-by-play man in wrestling.
Even with half his face not working.
Yeah, I mean...
The dude... You watched it, you listen to Jim Ross now and listen to him like 25 years ago?
My other option that I would try to do, if I can't get Jim Ross.
Okay.
My next option would be.
Yeah. Hook says have a lingerie match every week.
Definitely. Fuck yeah,
I would do that because the knockouts are better looking than Divas.
I would try to get Josh Matthews away from WWE.
Okay.
Because I think he's really the next best guy. I wouldn't want to try to get Michael Cole because A, I'm not a big Michael Cole fan, and B.
No, not Kevin Kelly.
There's no way.
That's what Richard says. And Hooks, really? No.
We don't want Uncle Hermie to be our play-by-play man. The Rock has ruined Kevin Kelly for anything.
Yes. Now we got one more here.
Bet some role for play-by-play.
Yeah. We got one more here.
And Sidewalk Slam. Oh, wait, that's
Sunshine. Oh, yeah. Let's see if I can get Coach, too.
I would love to get Coach, but Coach is good. Got a good in ESPN, man. He ain't leaving ESPN.
No.
Same thing with our gay friend, Todd Grisham.
So he works for ESPN now?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Todd's a homo. Todd's a homo.
Yeah.
It's always great when you get, like, seven rows sitting all around you at a Raw event.
I would love to get Josh Matthews and the Road Dogg to do my commentary.
Ooh, that would be good. Didn't they do...
They did the show, I mean, yeah. Are You Serious, on YouTube.
All right. So real quick, this wasn't really a mail sack segment, but it ended up being one after a little discussion.
Okay.
So this one comes to us from the Rodfather.
Yeah, the first one came from us from the Rodfather, too, so really this is all the Rodfather. Okay, good. Rodfather mail.
Good. The Rodfather edition of the mail sack. and he gave us three of our six songs, too. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the Rodfather's producing the show this week.
Yeah, apparently so. So he was ranting on Facebook. He says, so Roman Reigns is going to get a push because he's The Rock's cousin. Why not push the Usos? They're related to The Rock, right? Whatever happened to earning a title? Why isn't the Intercontinental title more important no more? Why doesn't Ambrose defend the U.S. title as a real champion? The world may never know.
Well, let me address one of these things first. First off, if you're Samoan, you're related.
You racist son of a bitch.
Prove me wrong.
I don't have the means to do that right now.
Because the Samoan families are all so intertwined that like somebody's related to somebody.
Okay.
Especially if they're wrestling families.
Because Roman Reigns, if he's related to The Rock...
He's in the Inouye family.
He's also related to Rikishi.
Yeah.
He's also related to...
the Usos.
The Jamal.
Yeah.
And Rosie.
Yeah.
So he is also related to the Usos.
You know Jamal was Umaga, right?
Yeah.
You know he's dead, right?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Ooh,
Dude.
It's so intertwined that you can't, like, find someone that's not related to somebody else. Hell, I can't prove that Samoa Joe's related to any of these people. He might be the only guy, and that's why he's stuck in TNA. Because he's not related to anybody else.
And they're all in the WWE.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, next point was the...
Why not push the Usos?
Same thing. Yeah. And they are kind of pushing the Usos, so really that's kind of illegitimate.
Whatever happened to earning a title?
Is there anybody that hasn't really earned a title at this point?
Fandango hasn't.
He doesn't have a title. Who would you say is champion right now that hasn't really earned it? I mean, Curtis Axel, I can kind of give you on that one.
Yeah. That's what Hooks just said too.
That would be the only person I could think of that really hasn't earned a title shot. Ambrose, I mean, that's questionable because I mean they really
don't do anything with him.
Yeah. Dean Ambrose doesn't really defend the title much. I feel like at the feeling the next time the title's online, I think he might lose it. But he does defend the title in the same way that the old school guys used to defend titles and just like walk out of matches or get intentionally disqualified so that you didn't lose your title.
That's what Shawn Michaels used to do.
Yeah.
And then why isn't the Intercontinental belt important anymore?
And by kind of, I mean like, yeah, I agree. Curtis Axel probably doesn't deserve the title at all. But he is hilarious on Twitter, so I will give him that.
Why isn't the Intercontinental belt important anymore? Because they put it on an idiot like Curtis Axel?
No. The Intercontinental title belt isn't anymore because they got rid of it for a while.
Yeah.
And after you get rid of a belt and just like incorporate it into another belt and then bring it back with no real explanation as to why you brought it back,
you lose the prestige.
Yes.
I think the WWE, and this is something that I brought up... This is getting off topic, but we're already over, so fuck it.
Yeah, we're in overtime.
There's too many title belts.
There is.
I get the feeling this is they need to cut out one or two.
They need to have one world champion and one mid-card title.
They need to merge the world title and the WWF championship.
Okay.
Or WWE championship, whatever. And they need to merge the Intercontinental US titles.
Yep.
I would say keep the US title.
Why? It wasn't one of their belts to begin with.
Because that's the belt that actually means something still, because it never really went away other than the fact that WCW wasn't using it anymore because it was WCW's thing.
Well,
it didn't get taken away because it got merged into another belt. That's my point with that. The U.S. title has more meaning to it.
If they were going to get rid of one of them, they're getting rid of the U.S. title. They're not going to keep a WCW belt around.
I disagree. I don't think they're going to get rid of the world title either.
No, you're probably right. I think having two world champs is ridiculous to begin with, and then two mid-card, you know, because you got the WWE championship is number one. We can all agree on that.
Yeah, that's what they consider their number one belt.
Number two would be the world heavyweight title.
Yes.
Right.
And the Intercontinental title should be number three, but it's really number, like, five.
I would say the tag team titles and the Divas title means more than
that. I was going to say the Divas title is worth more than that. I wasn't even figuring the tag titles into this. And then you got the U.S. title, which is about...
They've done a pretty good job with restoring some of the tag team title.
They just can't get rid of those ridiculous belts.
I don't like the way the belts
are. Oh, God, I haven't had them. No.
I would say drop either the Intercontinental or U.S. title at least, and then you're probably okay.
Yeah.
Because that could be your like, solid mid-card belt. And then you'd have the World Heavyweight title to be your upper mid-card title. And then you'd have your main event title, the WWF Championship.
Yep.
Yep.
And then he wants to know why Ambrose doesn't defend the title. Because he's Dean Ambrose and, I don't know.
And he defended it on the last pay-per-view.
Yeah. And then we've also got a few comments down here from it, too. He said that these are... I told him we have some mail sack questions. Like, hey, at least these questions are better than what I usually put up. And then I reminded him, yeah, but you didn't make fun of Jason Heath like you normally do. He's like, tell him, stop hanging out at the Blue Oyster Bar for a side job.
Which, wow, I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, I wish I had the fucking music from the Police Academy movies.
Yeah.
And then he also said that you are the cream in Orlando Jordan's coffee.
Really?
that's what he said.
You know who Wendell Jordan is, right?
No.
Do you remember when JBL was champion and hit his cabinet and he was the black guy that looked like buckwheat?
Oh, dear God.
And he was actually bisexual?
Yeah. So. You're the cream in his coffee.
You're the cream in his coffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll love it, Heath. You know.
So, coming up on the network, I guess, I'll let me real quick and then we get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
All right, Tuesday night, you have FTW Podcast. Join Harrison hosting with Garvin, Lee, Rob, Joe, and other people that may join in.
Okay.
And that's at 8 o'clock, 7 Central.
All right, Wednesday.
Shooting from the hip, 9, 8 Central.
All right.
You got the original Dan Phelps.
Okay.
You got Michael Classic and Sean Big Daddy Brown.
Oh, and then for the Royal Rumble coming up in a couple months, Super Show.
Yes, Super Show, the TWR Super Show. Where we are hour bombing from the hip.
Or shooting from the hour bomb.
Yes, one of the two.
Something like that.
Join all of us and the members of Shooting from the Hip as we break down the Royal Rumble on the post show.
Yes.
I think that's going to be a long post show.
Yeah, it will be a long post
show. We're hoping to be done by 12:30.
You know, I'm going to throw this out there.
We should...
Ah, we can't do that.
What? Come on.
We should make it a drunk show.
Yeah, why not? I'm going to take off work next day.
I will, too. Yeah, I don't think... Well, you could.
What day is...
I don't know, late January, something like that?
It's in January. Yeah. You got time to ask off. Fuck off.
Yeah.
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 I'll see if I can take off that Monday.
That would be... Yeah.
That way we can make it a drunk show.
January 26th.
Oh, hell. Yeah, if it's January 26th, as far as the pay-per-view, I can easily... put in for the 27th.
All right, then let's try to make this a drunk show. The ball is now in your court, fellas.
Yes.
Okay. What else? We got anything else? I know we got some things.
I don't know if they have an actual time slot on the network at this point still, but I know Kyle Robinson and Zeus are working on the Zach Attack.
Okay.
And there might be another new show coming up here soon with Omar Kamal and Jake, but who the fuck knows when that's going to happen.
All right.
Articles, they're sporadic, so really... Mr. Richard says he's going to have one up this week. I'll believe when I fucking see it. Paul Jordan writes all kinds of shit on the site, though. Paul Jordan
is the hardest working man on the TWR network.
Yes, he is actually the cream of the TWR coffee.
Yeah, he is. And then Sean Brown puts up his article every week.
Yeah, but he can't do it this week. He's not doing it this week because he's apparently
sick. Not feeling good.
Classics Angels.
God, I love Classics Angels. He's going back and looking at the older Classic Angels, too.
Yeah.
So,
all right. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. If Mr. Richard doesn't have the article up this week, I'm revoking his Hall of Fame status.
Ooh.
Oh. Ouch.
Can't believe you're going to do that.
Yes. I have the power.
Okay, good. All right. I think that's what we got. Heath, you're a big loser.
Yes.
Oh. Whoa, in caps. Yeah,
that's angry.
That is angry.
That's angry.
What was the song you picked for us, Heath?
Well, you know, I kind of got a little bit of a fever.
Did you get your flu shot yet?
Yeah, I'm almost, I'm like an inferno. I'm so hot.
Did what kind of fever do you have?
It's a disco fever.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I love it.
Yes.
All right. Well, I just want to say a big thank you to everyone that came out tonight. And if you're listening to this on the download, get the fuck in the chat room.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Hey, how can they get a hold of us?
They can go fuck themselves.
Even after all that. Oh, man.
The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the TWR Network or the R-Bomb.
And fuck Pat Summerall while I'm at it.
You know what?
You know what? Pat Summerall is the Chris Benoit of the NFL.
Where's your mic cable? I'm just going to go ahead and unplug that. Anyway, you can find this on iTunes, review the show. I can't believe Apple actually approved Zeus's comment.
Yeah, I know. Go figure.
And then, find us on Facebook, drop us a line, all kinds of shit. You know,
yep.
What do you?
Drop a line at the forums on TWR.
Email is thehourbomb@gmail.com.
Yes. Yeah, once again, that is thehourbomb@gmail.com.
Can you look at that?
And let's see, is there any other place that they can reach us at? iTunes, Facebook.
Scroll up, Adrian.
Forums.
Scroll up, Adrian. We're looking at the iTunes feed right
now.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, you see, go down. You see right here where it says ratings? I wonder if it will let us click on that. We have to view it in iTunes, I think.
It's possible.
Yeah, screw that. Anyway, so I think that's just about going to do it for us. Unless you've got anything else you want to look at.
You know, I'm fucking good, man.
Okay, good. So, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halpert, saying adios, son of a bitch. Hold on. Saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big A, Adrian Masters, quits this bitch.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And we are going to try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bond.
Toodles.
Disco fever, disco fever, yeah.